Our guest at the cafe this morning is Charlie Alderman, the assistant superintendent of the Commerce ISD. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, sir.
Well, we're going to be talking about the Texas Education Agency report cards. And the information on this, I think, has been out for a while, but it's just been very lately that the TEA has posted these as report cards and put them out in a very prominent place where basically just anybody can have a look at them, and it's a wealth of information there.
The report cards are available on every school district in Texas.
And by and large, it looks very favorable to the Commerce ISD schools. But first of all, what do you think about the concept of school report cards on the schools themselves put out by the Texas Education Agency?
I believe we all have to be accountable. There has to be something that measures how we're doing so that we can determine whether or not we're going to be successful or if we're getting better and how we're doing with our students.
Right.
But we've got a great group of teachers that did a great job this past year.
Yeah. Now, these numbers, these statistics that are quoted here, compare Commerce to schools that are similar to Commerce in a variety of ways.
Yes, sir. As far as especially the distinctions and some of the accountability side, they put us in a group of 40 different schools. That's called a campus group. And those schools have the same ELL, which is our English Language Learners number of students. They have our same sort of socioeconomic breakdown, our same diversity. So they're very similar to us in makeup.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're compared to those, they also grade you on how well you do with those. And that's how you gain distinctions.
I see. So we're comparing apples to apples and so on.
Much closer than comparing us to Highland Park.
All right, I got you. Well, Commerce High School, now all of your schools met standard.
Yes,
there's
sir.
a certain level that you're supposed to hit in several areas, and you hit at or above, and looking at it, it was pretty well above in most cases that certain standard that you're supposed to hit.
Yes, sir. There's no longer the recognized exemplary. You either met standard or you didn't, and we did meet standard on every campus.
Right. So is there any particular area of the met standard statistics that you feel most proud of? Or?
Probably our reading. It's something we focused on for the last couple of years, and we got it both in whether or not we met standard, but also in our distinctions.
Yeah,
so that was exciting.
I want to come to that. The distinctions, I think that is the area that you like to point to. Distinction is an area where you have done especially well.
Yes, sir.
Right? So let's go through this. At Commerce High School, the distinctions are what?
We've got four of the possible six. We've got a reading English language arts distinction, a science distinction, a math distinction, and a social studies distinction.
Mm-hmm.
The real exciting thing about the reading English language arts one is that we got it on every campus. So with reading having been a focus for us, getting that distinction shows that we're getting to where we want to.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Charlie Alderman, who's the assistant superintendent of the Commerce ISD, and we're talking about the Texas Education Agency report cards on all of the school districts in the state, which are on the TEA website. And you say they're also on the Commerce ISD website now?
Yes, sir. You can also go to accountability on the school website, and they're on there.
I see. And so if you go, I don't know about the Commerce ISD site because I didn't look, but if you go to the TEA site, they're right there on the front page and not hard to miss. In fact, they are hard to miss. They're right there in front. So have a look at them. Commerce Middle School, again, met standard, and your distinctions there, again, include the reading.
And a top 25% student progress. And what that is a distinction as far as growth. Our students' growth academically was in the top 25% of our campus group.
That's something I think to be especially encouraged by, isn't it? I mean, if you're moving in the right direction, the arrow is up, so to speak. And then A.C. Williams.
It also got the reading English language art distinction. Now, one thing that sort of especially helped the high school but also helped the A.C. Williams last year was both the A.C. Williams and the high school got the top 25% student progress. So they showed so much growth last year, and that's why they started getting other distinctions this year.
I see. So you can only do that progress distinction maybe a year or two. And then
once you grow so much, it's hard to keep growing.
You know,
you get up to 90%, that last 10% can get pretty hard.
Right, understood. Well, does this show any areas where you think you need to show more improvement in the next year going forward?
Well, one of the areas we want to look at is math. However, in grades 3 through 8, all the math standards changed this year. There's been a lot of discussion out there about it. So we don't really know how that's going to look back on what we've done in the past with all new standards. So we're at a starting place in math. So we need to start well this year, but then we need to continue to grow in the next couple of years.
Mm-hmm. Another thing I noticed, and this may be pretty typical of all schools, I don't know, but your attendance looked very good, up around the 95, 90. 96% level. Is that higher than average, or is that about typical for most schools?
We were in the top 25% of schools like us for attendance, too. So that's another area that ties into these distinctions, or we would have gotten that distinction if it had been by itself.
Okay, good. Again, it's the TEA report cards, which are available on the TEA website and also on the Commerce ISD website. So anyone interested, have a look.
Yes, sir.
Charlie, thank you for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you, sir.
Good. Charlie Alderman, Assistant Superintendent of the Commerce ISD. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR. And we certainly wish you a Merry Christmas and a joyous holiday season.